My friends, spring is in the air, and this upcoming concert season will be all about the way you look and about your boots. And Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like this. If you cannot make it into the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your next favorite pair of boots today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Guys, we have an action-packed episode of TFL Talking Trucks podcast right now.
Once again, many of you have asked us to do these outdoor videos. So if you're listening, we are outside. It's actually a beautiful day in the Rocky Mountains. The snow-capped mountains are far, far behind us, and now it's getting into spring, so things are greening up around us.
Yes, and this video is about the state of high-performance mid-size pickup trucks. Partially driven by the fact that we're standing next to the all-new, for us, for United States, 2024 Ford Ranger Raptor. But we bought, we also brought two other pickup trucks, which are also pretty high performance.
Yeah, that is correct. So right next to me in this lovely white color is the Jeep Mojave X. And this is brand new. The updated trim in this is all new, and there are a lot of updates to this vehicle. And then in the far corner, we have Blueberry.
Yes, which is our new truck we own as well, a TFL truck. That's the TRD off-road Toyota Tacoma, and it's sporting a camper. So we're not going to be drag racing today, and we're not going to be doing other MPG testing because we've done that before.
We have already. We have indeed. In fact, there's several videos already out showing the new camper and some of the things it can do. But we wanted to bring the truck out here anyway because it's actually showing where we are right now. It's sort of a state of the union when it comes to pickup trucks.
And there are also puppies.
That's
hello,
right, puppy.
Hello. It's okay.
It's hi, pup.
Check it out. We have a dog. Making a guest appearance on our little, yeah.
That's okay. Quite all right.
That's cool.
All right.
So we also have red, white, and blue.
Yeah, and at least two of these trucks are built in the United States.
Yes, and all of them are built in North America.
That's right. That's right. So yes. That's including the Toyota. So there you go. We have an all-American special.
Hey, podcast listeners and TFL Talk viewers. I wanted to take a minute to talk to you about a quick and simple way to sell your car or truck with the help of our new partner, HiRoad. With HiRoad's online portal, you enter your vehicle's VIN number or plate, mileage, and zip code, and you'll get competing offers from several qualified dealers in your area within seconds. You pick the best deal offered and follow through with the dealer to sell your vehicle. No more managing scammy emails from buyers on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. No more time wasted on no-show buyers. No bait and switch with a, will you take a check excuse from sketchy buyers. Now keep in mind, These offers will be for trade-in values of your vehicle. If you want to go through the hassle of getting more for your vehicle, that's up to you. But if you want to sell your vehicle hassle-free and fast, go to tfltruck.com and click Sell Your Truck in the navigation menu. Or click on the High Road ad at the bottom of the website if you're on mobile, or click on the column if you're on a desktop. High Road makes it easy, and we like easy.
But there's something else about this podcast. Let's go over to the Tacoma really quick.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have to thank our supporters at Patreon.
Yes.
This podcast is also about pricing, right? You always write us emails, messages, texts about everything is getting more expensive, right?
Yeah, even angry phone calls, too.
Some once in a while. And we're getting dive bombed right now.
Yeah, it's either dogs, minis, or airplanes. Sorry, guys, this is one of the things about being outdoors is that the elements play against us sometimes. Fortunately, the guy in the Stuka dive bomber apparently decided not to make a pass over here, so he's leaving.
That's okay. Yeah. Well, it's about pricing, too, because we have three trucks with three very different prices. The Tacoma TRD Pro, I'm sorry, Pro? It's TRD Off-Road. I just actually drove the Pro.
I know.
And I can't quite talk about it this minute.
No, I tried to ask questions. He threw things at me.
But it's embargoed. Yeah. The TRD Pro Hybrid Tacoma is still embargoed. It's coming very, very soon. But the TRD Off-Road truck we're standing next to here is $45,000 without the camper, right?
Right.
The Ford Ranger Raptor over there is $57,000. Okay, so that's about 12 more.
This is fully loaded, right? Or nearly fully loaded?
Almost nearly. You could get beadlock capable wheels. That's one of the options. You can also get a graphics package on this truck.
Okay.
So you could drive the price of it up to about 59 or 60.
Okay.
But this is 57-ish.
Okay.
And then the new Mojave, Gladiator Mojave X truck, which is their fully laden truck. You cannot get this any more expensive.
Yeah, so this one comes in at around $68,000. However, with a couple less options, it starts at around $62,000.
Or if you don't want the new X with a couple of other flashy things, it starts at about $57,000.
It's a little bit better.
So we have three different trucks, three different price ranges. So 45-ish, 57-ish, and 68-ish. So there's about $11,000 between each one of them.
Yeah.
And we're also going to drive each one.
Yep.
So
yeah, we're just going to go do a little bit, you know, cruise around the street a little bit and come right back here. We would do a lot more driving, but then you guys would be in for a three-hour podcast, which I don't think you guys are up for.
Or have time for.
But before we get started, I wanted to quickly jump into something that many of you may not know, or some of you may not know. This gentleman to my right.
What?
He went on a Toyota event and got a chance to, let's see if I get these all correct, the Toyota Land Cruiser.
Yes.
Toyota 4Runner, which is the debut.
Yes.
The Toyota Tacoma TRD Pro and...
Trail Hunter. And hybrids.
In addition, at TFL Car, the new Camry and the new Crown.
Crown Signia. Yes. Which is an SUV. So all of that stuff, we did drive.
Yes.
Roman and I produced some videos about it. Some of those videos haven't published yet because Toyota has put some information embargoes on a lot of that stuff.
Sure.
So stay tuned to oldtfl.com because all of that stuff will drop either within a week, couple weeks, or a little bit longer for the Crown.
Sounds good.
But I want to thank a couple people.
Okay, here we go.
So patreon.com/tflcar is our only page on Patreon where a lot of you can support us. And we actually have a few messages here that we are communicating with you about. This week we had Rotor Wash 67.
Yes.
Did I say that correctly?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Support us. And also Riley Duncan. And Riley had a question for us about the Range Raptor, which we'll address in a second.
Okay.
So thank you. Thank you for supporting us.
We appreciate the support, guys.
All right. Well, let's start with the cheapest truck, right?
Technically speaking, yes.
So, and kind of go over what you get or maybe what you don't get.
Riddle me this first before we get started. What does a base model Toyota Tacoma cost today?
Yes. So Tacoma can be had with two-wheel drive.
Yes.
You don't have to buy four-wheel drive. It can also be had with a base version of the turbo engine, which is a little bit less powerful. It can also be had with two-door cab, not a four-door cab.
Even though it looks like it has an extra cab, it's really not.
Yeah. Right. They went to two doors for the shorter cab.
Uh-huh.
So that truck starts at around $33,000-ish, if you could find one. Of course, as soon as you start adding anything, that price will start to creep up.
Right. And one of the more important things is that this is one of the few vehicles, there's only one other, that offers you a manual transmission option.
Yeah, the Jeep is the other one.
Right.
So, yeah. So, can you pop the hood really quick?
Sweetly.
So, it's an all-new generation of the Tahoe. So, it has, and we've talked about this many times before, it has a new frame based on their latest TNGA-F platform. Has a new turbocharged engine. So, the V6s are gone. The other four-cylinder engine is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And this has an 8-speed automatic, the truck we purchased.
Right. Now, since we've owned it, we put a lot of miles on it in a very short amount of time, right?
Well, this is about 2 months of ownership, but like 6,000 miles?
6,000 miles.
Yeah.
In that, at least the engine and transmission have not gone wrong. They've been fine.
No, they've been flawless, in fact.
Real quick, elephant in the room, some people are going to ask about any updates on the whole thing going on with the one malfunction that did have.
The front diff issue we had in the snow. No, but I have one coming.
Okay.
So, yes. So stay tuned for that. And we're about to change the oil on this puppy. I mean, technically, it's supposed to be 10,000 miles, right? But we've put this for the ringer. We've towed with this several times. Tommy just took it to Moab. With the camper, so stay tuned for that. That video is coming. And I think the common comment we get here is that this engine doesn't look really great under the hood.
Yeah, there's no, not that I really care, personally speaking. I don't care about having an engine cover, but some people do and they have different reasons. But you actually have the reason why there's no engine cover on this.
Yeah, we spoke to Sheldon Brown, the chief engineer of the Tacoma, just at this event a few days ago.
Right.
And he said that they wanted to focus on the things on this truck that have an actual impact to the performance of the vehicle.
Okay.
Plastic cover adds a little bit of weight. It doesn't actually help them with sound insulation because you can get an optional kind of sound mat on the hood as well. So they skipped it because it was just an extraneous part in their mind, which makes sense to me.
I'm completely fine with that, personally speaking. I mean, yeah, it looks like a tangle of wires, and it's not as clean as some other designs, but it works. It does the job, at least so far. We will, we'll keep our judgments until this thing is done with its cycle with us.
Okay, so let's keep going. So you get turbo only, right? Mm-hmm. And several different power levels. We'll talk about that when we drive.
Okay. There we go.
Then let's walk on the side of it really quick. These are the tires it comes with, right? Of course, four-wheel drive for this model. This is the BF Goodrich Trail Terrain TA. Don't you have a similar tread on your Santa Cruz?
I have a similar tread on my Santa Cruz, and it's been great. The thing about them is that they're not the most frugal tire, but they work well enough to where you can do everything with them, and you can still do some pretty decent off-roading. We've already done Moab twice in this truck, not to mention other off-roading, and the grip from these tires has been really good. I mean, it's a really good all-arounder.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what Toyota told us as well, that they tried different tires, different compounds, different designs, and they felt like this combined efficiency with all-terrain capability. Is there a more aggressive tire you could get? Yes.
Oh, sure.
But you and I did several MPG loops, right? Denver 100 loops, and we've published most of them already. And this is really a 26.3.
It was near MPG. The top of its class with MPG, and that was before we put the camper on there. And there's a video with the camper coming out soon if it hasn't come out already.
It hasn't yet.
Okay.
Yeah, and it also impressed us with the camper even.
That is
so
true.
That's a kind of a good all-around compromise tire, I would say. So that's great. Of course, four low available, four high, but no automatic mode.
No, but there is a locking rear diff.
Selectable.
Yes.
You can click it and you can engage it. So a couple more things. Yes, we put on the camper. This is a GFC camper. It's the latest one. And they had to kind of redesign it because the way that the bed and the cab of this new truck.
That lip.
and the lip are on the tailgate here are different, are new now on this truck. And we just got our ladder. So we have our ladder for our camper. We have some additional components like these, this nice pocket. So we'll be actually going out and using it a little bit more. I wanted to point out one more thing. Do you see this dust?
Yeah.
There's a little bit of dust by the tailgate. There is no dust because the camper is sealed on top. But some of the dust from Moab just entered through the tailgate.
Well,
do you see this?
Yep. Yeah, and you and I have been to Moab to know long enough that that dust is super, super fine sand, and it gets everywhere.
Yeah, but I just wanted to point out that if you do want kind of an airtight camping solution, you also have to kind of put some gaskets or something
around
your tailgate.
You would have to put a gasket going through the lower end of your tailgate for
sure. Yeah, so that's just something to keep
in
mind. I've
seen a carpeted solution where some, not carpet, but it was like a thick foam carpet type thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that kind of has a bevel down here, and it goes across, and I've seen that used with some people to keep dust out altogether.
Yeah, I've seen that too, like an F-150 we reviewed recently last year, where somebody had like a, basically like a bed mat, which was carpet. Yeah, so that's a nice solution. By the way, I wanted to make one comment about this tailgate. Very easy to use, very light, but sometimes when I close it, it doesn't latch all the way.
Oh, okay.
I have to remember to kind of add
some
force.
There you go. Well, because it's a truck. Yeah.
And then it does.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't latch, you get an error message in the...
Oh, the button's broken.
No, it's because we have a more affordable version of the Tacoma, so we don't have other buttons.
So if we didn't, if we actually spent some money for once and bought like a real one, no, I'm kidding, then there would be a button here you could trigger, and then it would drop the tailgate. And I'm still on the fence on whether or not I would want that extra schmaltz on the truck that I think is kind of unnecessary, but I can also see...
But it's a party trick,
kind of. It's a party trick, and you know, someone like my wife would use that. Groceries, push the button. Oh, it's just so easy to use. You know, stuff like that.
It is if your hands are full, right? I mean, if you're carrying something, totally.
Exactly.
So before we drive and show you the interior of the Taco, let's quickly go over the other two.
Yes.
Okay? we've been waiting for this for how many years? How many decades?
I would say about a decade.
Yeah.
Nearly a decade when we saw that the Australians, Lucky Shrimps on the Barbie, they get a chance to have this, and we didn't get to have it.
Yeah, in the previous generation and in the current generation.
Exactly, but that one had a diesel.
And this one does not.
New.
No.
This has an extraordinarily powerful engine. I believe it's only one engine transmission option for this truck, and this is, in essence, a Ford F-150 Ranger shrunk down to Ranger size in terms of its suspension layout, capability, and mission statement.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, so let's quickly go over it, and then we can show the Jeep, and then we can take the Taco for a ride. So for $11,000 more, or $12,000 more, you can get yourself basically into the Ranger Raptor, which, come to think of it, is actually a good value for what you're getting.
Yeah, and by the way, this color is hot pepper.
Hot. But it changes color once in a while.
Yeah, so it goes from kind of a red to an orange, and depending on how the sunlight hits it, it's kind of a nice little metallic thing. I'm not a big person with red. Roman is. He's crazy about red.
Yeah.
But I think this is one of the better-looking red trucks out there.
Once again, so underneath the hood, well, this is a 3-liter, like you said, twin-turbo V6, but also no engine cover.
No engine cover, but it would eat it. It's so angry.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the horsepower?
450.
205.
Damn.
So the Tacoma had 278.
Yeah.
This is 405. So we'll take this for a drive and get a taste of it.
What's the torque?
430. Yeah, monstrous thing, torque also.
For a midsize truck?
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's also one of the heavier trucks.
Yeah.
So well, there's a negative to that.
Right. And we're going to talk about payload. We are going to talk about towing and stuff like that. But this thing is, this is really geared, actually in some ways similar to the Mojave. It is geared specifically as an off-roader. Their mission statements actually aren't too far apart because the Mojave, they wanted a desert runner.
Yeah, not a crawler, a runner. Yes,
and because that's really of important. That, one of the things it doesn't have is a front locker. It's an open diff up front. But what they decided to do is give it the suspension architecture that would make it somewhat competitive with something like this Raptor. Now, by doing that, they added a lot of money to what would be a truck that would be around, oh, what did we say? It was going to be like 57,000 if you get
to start
with the Mojave before you go for the X package.
And by the way, the Ranger starts at around 33 for a two-wheel drive, 34,000, so a little bit more than the Taco. And then the Jeep, if you got the Sport, which is the base model.
The base model.
4x4 only. You cannot get a two-wheel drive Gladiator. That would be around 40,000.
Yeah, and to be fair to Jeep, you still get it with the big cab. You still get it with the big bed. So it only comes in one body configuration. So, and also straight axles
and
front and rear.
And also removable top.
It is the only topless pickup truck in the United States, with the exception of the GMC Hummer EV. You can remove the top on that.
Right, but that's like over 100K.
It's a slightly more expensive.
Yes. No engine cover here underneath the hood of the Jeep either. And I think there's a theme here. That function wins in trucks, right?
It does, but this, unlike the other one, it has this fabric.
By the way, we might be missing our fabric in the Tacoma.
Well, we were early adopters, so maybe
we were one of the first to get it.
Right, maybe they are now out adding them.
Anyway, the Jeep only has straight up V6, no turbos.
There's no other engine option available anymore. There used to be the diesel, that's gone. So you have to get the V6. And while the V6 in this is the oldest engine, I think actually amongst everything it competes against now, it still does the job. It still has some of the higher towing numbers out there. Although I would not recommend towing in this one. And we'll talk about that, my reasoning, in just a little bit. But maybe we should get to driving.
All right, let's show the interior of the Taco and let's get on the road.
Yeah.
All right, getting into the Tacoma TRD off-road. This is the base TRD off-road, and the seats are cloth and non-heated, and also manually adjustable. You see this? But Roman was really happy to see the lumbar support.
Yes, he always pumps them up to maximum. And I have to say, and this is absolutely true, the seating position in the new ones is way better than the old ones.
Yeah.
Big guys like me and Roman and Andre, we can fit in these vehicles and find a comfortable seating position. There's very little compromise compared to the previous generation.
Exactly. And that's why the camper had to be redesigned, because the cab height and the bed height and all that was different as well.
Yeah.
But other than that, if you look at the dash really quick, we have a lot of missing buttons, right? We have a lot of empty spaces and also a lot of kind of not totally same color plastics, but mostly the same.
Yeah, this is not the most inspiring looking cockpit in terms of the design, but it does the job. And I love the large knobs and the toggle switches. We did not get the massive screen. Personally speaking, I'm okay with that. I actually think the screen location is decent.
Yeah.
And we have a whole video on that too, by the way. It's a whole different thing.
Yeah. You did a technology review on every midsize truck.
Yeah, the irony people say is the fact that Nathan did the technology review, and I would agree with you on that.
No. I loved your video.
Thank you.
All right, so let's get in.
Why don't we take it for a ride?
Yeah, let's go. And also, before we go, thank you, 1,200 pounds of payload. So this is not the best payload in the bunch.
It's not the worst.
Or period. It's not the worst. Plus, we removed about 270 pounds by adding the camper. That's what the camper weighs, is about 270 pounds.
Uh-huh.
So now we have under 1,000 pounds.
Just under 1,000 pounds. So that means that when we're towing, and this thing's maximum is what, 6,400. 6,400. Yeah. That we have to knock off some weight from that as well.
Yeah.
Because of the camper. Gotcha.
All right, let's get in. We also didn't get a brake controller, a trailer brake controller, because it's available, but the package we got, the basic one, didn't have it.
Gotcha. Hey, can I point out this thing here? Because I don't understand what Sheldon was thinking.
I think it's when you're outside of the truck, that handle in the A-pillar on the passenger side, you're supposed to grab it this way.
But that doesn't make any sense. Okay.
I agree with you. I would like an actual handle like you have up above.
Yeah, why can't it be like this? It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me the way they designed this. So
I don't know.
But it's a minor gripe considering that the overall seating position is better than before. The seats are more comfortable than before. The switches and knobs are actually quite good. I love the size of these and the fact that they're rubberized on the outside. Mm-hmm. That's great. Toggle switches down here. Very good stuff.
Yeah, and by the way, Cole, I don't know if you can zoom in on our miles. I just wanted to make sure that we show that 5,979, so basically 6,000.
In less than 3 months.
Well, about 2 months, actually. Because February through April. Yeah, 2 months.
Yeah.
All right, so let's take it for a drive. The biggest comment about the Tacoma we've received is that people are saying, why the engine so small? You know, people are upset about this 2.4 liter.
I think people are more upset about the fact that it's a turbo.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of doubt out there about whether or not a turbo can be as reliable and as long-lived as the V6 that was formerly here. And I would argue that, yes, that's a good argument. But in addition, other automakers like Ford have been playing around with turbocharged engines now for well over a decade in full-size trucks and mid-size trucks and other vehicles. And although they had a little bit of a rocky start, they're now proving to be more and more reliable. And I think that's because the art of designing an engine with a turbocharger has completely changed.
Yeah, of course, technology has changed. Materials, mm-hmm. the metals have changed. And the engine was designed from the get-go to be a turbo engine.
That is exactly it. As opposed to having a four-cylinder and slapping a turbo on there or not.
Yeah.
In this case, it was built to actually be working with a turbocharger.
And when we accelerate, when we get on the main road, mm-hmm. I've been pleased with this engine. First of all, like we said, it's been efficient for us on the highway. It's incredible.
Way better than the previous engine.
Yes, if you drive it in the city, of course, the economy will probably dip below 20 mm-hmm. because stop and go, all that stuff. But it also is peppy. The torque comes in early, 1,700 RPM, bam, you get that torque number, and 317 pound-feet of torque is available. Dude, I cannot say anything bad about this engine other than the sound. There's no satisfying sound from this engine.
Yeah, it doesn't have a growl that sounds very good. You will later on hear a little bit of the sound that the Ford makes, and it's a very different sound.
The Ford, yeah.
It's just kind of angry, which I love.
Yeah, but it might be the angriest Raptor V6. It sounds a little bit angrier than the F-150 Raptor, actually.
I think it's because there's less around you. Right?
And also shorter vehicle.
Exactly. Yeah, overall, so it's just so like the sound gets to you quicker or something like that, or the way the resonance works, who knows. But I will say that I've driven this vehicle. The powertrain is ideal around town. I don't feel like it's ever having a problem with shifting, going up or down hills. Never been a problem. And off-road, this thing has plenty of torque to get over obstacles. Altogether, a pretty impressive powertrain.
Well, as you have just said that, let me kind of hit the accelerator.
You're going to hear a slide and a bang, and that's the ladder in the back. Nice
and
shifts.
That's 40.
Yeah.
Shifts are relatively quick. Like I said, there's not a super satisfying growl coming from this engine.
It's kind of industrial, but it's not loud or grating.
No.
Right? And we've done the, you know, actual fairly distant driving with this thing, and I don't think it's bad at all. I guess that the satisfaction we were hoping for with a cool engine note is just to the kid in us. But for the most part, it just does the job.
Yeah, and stay tuned. We'll talk about our driving impressions of the new hybrid Tacoma and also the TRD Pro and Trail Hunter in just about a week from when you're hearing this.
Okay.
So stay tuned.
That means I get to hear it too, because nobody told me nothing.
Well, it's under embargo.
I mean, you can tell. I work with you.
Well, I can't tell you now when we're recording.
Well, no, of course not right now when we're recording.
Okay.
I mean, these guys are cool. They'll keep a secret, right, guys?
Yeah, don't tell anybody, okay?
Yeah, just don't say anything. I've been very satisfied with the Toyota. Yes, there are some teething issues. Yes, they're being addressed. If anything, my only issue is, in general, I think that they're a couple grand more expensive than they should be. That's coming from somebody who likes to try to save some dough.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there, because I'm going to bring the Chevy Colorado into this again.
Mm, yep.
Because you can buy a Trail Boss, the truck very similar to mine. Mm-hmm. The 2024 Chevy Colorado Trail Boss, 4x4 with a towing pack, and a couple of other options at about 42. And this is 45.
Right.
So Chevy is doing it a little bit more affordable.
And that's more powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, also like, more powerful.
Yeah, so it's a more powerful truck. It's interesting. There's obviously there's Ford fans, there's Toyota fans, there's Chevy fans, what have you. And I've made it very clear before, I haven't been wishy-washy, unlike some people saying that we have been, that I'm a big fan of the Nissan because I kind of like the old school V6 in it and power delivery, even though it's not, by far, it is not the most powerful. As a matter of fact, amongst its competitors, it's one of the lower end in terms of torque. But in terms of horsepower, it's still, you know, way up near the top. But the power delivery up here in Colorado, where having a turbocharged engine helps, it's the Colorado, it's the Ford Ranger, and it is definitely the Toyota Tacoma.
Yeah. By the way, I just switched to sport mode.
Okay. We're in the sport mode.
Two-wheel drive still, sport mode. And by the way, if a lot of you are having second thoughts, let me accelerate first before I finish my thought.
There it goes. You can even hear a little bit of turbo whine.
Uh-huh. There, that's already plenty fast.
Yeah, plenty fast.
If a lot of you are having second thoughts because the incident we had with the front diff, let me assure you, it's not a hardware problem. So it's not the mechanical problem.
Right.
It was something in the programming that will be fixed. So I think I can say that, but the full detail is still not available yet,
right,
because Toyota is still, you know, crossing their T's and dotting their I's.
Yeah, we are early adopters of this vehicle, and it's actually fortunate that it happened because they'll be able to take care of that issue.
So and quicker than before, you know, than otherwise.
That's right. So those are the benefits. The negatives, look, there are a couple other things. For the money, I want a truck that has better features. I want a truck that has decent padding right here, where it looks like there would be decent padding on a higher end one. But, you know, for $45,000, dude, I just want a little bit more stuff going on with the truck. As it sits, there's only, look at all these empty spots right here.
Yeah.
There's only one button here. Now, granted, it is for the locker, which is personally what I want. Right here, but
I kind of wanted like a disconnectable front sway bar
or something else that makes 45 grand seem a little bit more like, hey, yeah, that makes sense. Now, if I were to buy one of these, I would, and I haven't even driven the manual, but I would definitely gravitate towards the manual because that's usually my preference. Yeah. But in addition, I would get that with the locker, basically this package,
but with the manual,
yes. And the other thing is, if I'm staying here in Colorado, I definitely would want heated seats. Yeah. I mean, we're big babies now, but that's what we like, and it does help.
All right, dude. Well, let's get into the Ranger now, the Ford Ranger Raptor.
Okay.
Let's go there now. All right, standing in the back of the Ranger Raptor, I just wanted to show a couple of things. Once again, the tailgate is dampened and also very light, so you can kind of close it very, very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get a bed liner yet. We will be doing that. This truck for us, as we're recording this, is 6 days old.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
And it's already not only been on the trail, bounced around a bit.
It's gone to Moab.
Yeah, it's gone to Moab, and it suffered a little bit of trail damage.
Let's see if the tailgate closes correctly.
That's huge, considering that it's been flexed a little bit. By the way, I noticed a few outlets over there.
Yeah, that's what the Raptor comes with. It's just 400 watts, but it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
So it's not like a high-powered inverter, but 400 watts is good.
It's better than 100. Yeah, it's definitely.
But it's good for charging tools, maybe running a little, some accessories for camping.
A blender.
So we'll be bedlining this soon. And the hitch, I was worried about this in Moab, and we have a full video coming, so please stay tuned. But I was really worried about where the trailer wiring plugs are.
Apparently, Tommy wasn't.
Well, he rubbed it on some rocks, but it survived.
Yeah, it's just
survived.
Fine.
So actually, it's strong enough.
Can you explain these things, Andre?
Little thingies?
Yeah, right here that moved up.
Well, Ford introduced this on the F-150 a couple years ago, mm-hmm. and it's for clamps. So, remember the clamps?
Clampy.
So when this is down, you could actually put a clamp in here, and if you have a piece of wood you're working on or something, you can clamp it down.
And you have measurements.
And measurements. So when you cut your fish, this is about 50 inches. By the way, I'm so excited.
It's okay.
You could put between the wheel wells a 4x8 piece of plywood.
Between the wheel wells or on top of the wheel wells?
No, between. The Ford made specific, they specifically spoke about this, that a 4-foot space between the wheel wells.
I did not know that. I honestly did
for
not know that.
For a mid-sized truck.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only other one that I think you could do that with is the Honda Ridgeline.
I believe so, because the Jeep and the Tahoe can't quite do that between the wheel wells.
Yeah, you have to go on top of the wheel wells and whatnot.
Come over here. Let's look at the payload, towing, and the seats and the interior really briefly. So what are you getting for 11 grand more-ish than the Tahoe? Well, you're getting quite a fancy interior.
The seats have an interesting orange. That is orange, right? I'm not like freaking out and seeing the
color. Yeah, this is kind of a Raptor orange color.
Okay, so, and these are unique seats. They have a little bit of suede going right over here, but the rest of it's pretty much leather. Mm-hmm. There's two colors of stitching going throughout.
Pretty good bolsters.
Double stitching. Yeah, bolsters I actually really like.
Yeah, and they're power adjustable, of course. So this is a little bit more on the premium end of things, mm-hmm. right? Because you are paying, what, $57 for this. And by the way, there's not, like we said, not a lot of options.
By the way, Toyota, take note. Right now I'm resting my hands inside of a proper handle for getting in and out of the truck. For those of you who are listening, there's an actual proper grab handle on the pillar of the Ford. Also the vents here, did you mention these?
How no, they also have kind of the orange surrounds.
Right, and it matches the steering wheel, which has a whole bunch of them, including the stripe for center. Altogether, you do feel like you're sitting in a special cockpit. Granted, you are sitting in a very expensive truck.
Yeah, and let's take a look at the payload really quick before we get going. This is a special truck, right, because it's off-road specialty model, but it has good payload, in my opinion, 1,382 pounds.
That's actually more than a Toyota, right?
Yeah, like quite a bit.
Okay, and what can it tow?
5,510, so just over 5,500 pounds, which is not really great.
I think the reason because is the suspension.
Yeah.
It's really built for off-roading, not built so much for towing. You could still tow a decent amount. I mean, 5,000 pounds is not bad.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you get a regular one of these...
7,500.
Right.
And then, by the way, the wheels and tires, these are 33s. We did not get the special beadlock package, but this is a BF Goodrich all-terrain KO3. So the first factory use case for the KO3 tire, because we're used to KO2s, but this is now the latest generation of this tire, so we'll see exactly how it works. And also live valve Fox shocks.
There we go. And by the way, look at this, guys.
What?
For those of you who are listening, I've got a Ford Raptor Ford spoon and bottle opener combo right here. This probably set you back several hundred dollars, and it just fell apart.
No, it's supposed to. Okay. It's supposed to, because it's a like a Swiss knife, except it's a fork, knife, spoon for camping.
And an opener.
But it's also Raptor badged.
Yeah, well, okay. So a couple things I wanted to point out right away for those of you who are wondering. There are a couple really interesting touches that they did in here that I wish everybody would do in all pickup trucks.
What?
There's a lot of soft touch materials here, especially right here where my arm goes on the windowsill up high. It's a nice soft material. I could leave my arm here all day long and it'd be comfortable. So that is a really good touch.
And you mentioned your grab handle on your passenger side. I have zero grab handles.
You don't need when you got a steering wheel.
I have a steering wheel.
Exactly.
So, actually, that doesn't bother me. We got auxiliary switches here, too.
Yep, just like the big Raptor.
So we can add lights, winches.
Machine gun.
Well, the winch is actually not very easy to add because I mean, technically it's possible, but the front bumper, I've never seen a Ranger Raptor with a winch, so it may not be as easy.
Ah, but when you know it is easy,
what?
Trailer brake control is right at your right knee.
Bam!
It's not a bad spot.
No, very accessible, and I can see it through the steering wheel, so I know exactly where it's at. And by the way, Riley from Patreon has asked us if we would do a night gauntlet with the Raptor.
Ah!
The answer is, heck yes!
Y'all are going to be seeing some off-roading, too.
Well, yes, but also towing.
Yeah, I know towing.
It's a TFL truck. Come on.
I know, but I like the I like the off-road part. You like the towing.
Okay,
part. Yeah, of course we're going to be doing that. It'll be very interesting to see how this thing is different in terms of its characteristics versus the Ford Ranger we just had, what, a week ago?
Which was an FX4.
Right, but that one had a much higher tow rating.
Yeah. So I actually asked... Carl Widman, he is the chief of Ford Performance, including Raptor trucks. And I asked, Carl, how come the Ranger Raptor has a towing of 5,500 pounds? I'm like, is it because of cooling? He's like, no, it's because of suspension mostly. Because he said they tested the Ranger Raptor to run in hot deserts for long periods of time.
Punishing the suspension, you know, bang, 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 bang.
Yeah,
bang.
So the cooling is there. You know, because you need a lot of cooling for towing, but the suspension is a little bit softer because it is an off-road truck.
Now, speaking of the suspension, where do you adjust it?
As all Raptors now, including the Bronco Raptors, well, a lot of my controls are on the steering wheel. So I can control everything. I can control my steering effort from normal, comfort, or sport. I can control my suspension, normal, sport, and off-road. Actually, let's leave it in off-road
for
a second. And I can control the sound level of my exhaust.
Oh, make it loud.
Baha!
Baha!
Because we will accelerate.
Yes.
I also have, look at this. I have four-wheel drive auto. The Tacoma did not have that at $45,000, but here in this $57,000 Ranger. And why is that important? Well, for variable conditions. When you're driving in the rain or... partially snowy roads.
Going from snow to rain to hail
to asphalt.
Conditions. Yep.
Quick
question. Same screen though, same overall layout here. All of this is the same, right? From the regular Ranger?
Yeah. Because remember how you reviewed the FX4?
Yep.
And it had the same 12-inch or 0.3-inch vertical.
I think. Something like that. It's one of the biggest screens out there. And clarity is really good. I'm not a big fan of having all the switchgear down here because you'd have to lower your eyes in order to see it. Personally, I prefer it up high. But all in all, the layout of this vehicle for the money, see, unlike the Toyota, I feel like I'm getting a little bit more of my money's worth, right? I feel like it's a little special.
Yeah, you know what else is special?
Mm-hmm.
Let me hit this before we accelerate.
Okay.
This is like the mode button. I have trail control, crawl control, which the Tacoma has as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I have rear locker and front locker, dude.
All right.
Both selectable lockers.
Can you select the front locker without having the rear locker engaged?
I think there's a special mode that, yes, you can.
Wow.
Because this system is similar to the Bronco,
mm-hmm.
the Bronco Raptor as well.
Right.
Which, you know... if you're really, really experienced at off-roading, you could do like a front dig to kind of rotate your vehicle if you're kind of stuck, or you can do a rear dig, and you can kind of select those lockers as well.
Yeah, another question, Speed, you were mentioning dig. Does this have that tank turn thing, whatever they call it?
Trail turn assist.
Yeah.
Where you lock one tire at a time, and yes, it does that.
Wow. Got a lot of goodies.
Yeah, so a lot of technologies are packed into one. I'm still got the aggressive exhaust note.
Is that augmented?
Yes, both augmented for us in here
and
also actual real outside. Okay, let me accelerate.
Yeah, that sounds much better.
That's satisfying, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's not a V8. But it's satisfying, I think.
Yeah, it's a hell of a lot better than the four-cylinder sound, that's for sure.
And now, very typical, because in 2017, the EcoBoost 3.5-liter F-150 Raptor came out, right? And ever since then, you know, you can kind of hear that note and know it's kind of it kind of belongs to that Raptor truck, right? And I think they kept that in this, but maybe amplified it a little bit.
Well, it definitely sounds like a bit of a stadium truck or something specially tuned. Rally car almost.
So we have had this truck for 6 days. Cole, are you able to zoom into the odometer or the MPG? So we have 1,221 miles, so just over 1,200 miles.
I'd say it's broken in by now.
Well, it's been to Moab, which is about 600-mile round trip at least.
Right.
And then 19 mpg, my friend. That's surprising because EPA rating on the highway is 18. Hmm. And Tommy did a special video for us that we'll be publishing, so you can see it on oldtfl.com, where he did a little first highway test on the way back from Moab.
Right.
So actually, I think that's really respectable for a truck on bigger tires and also very heavy. Yes, it has a good payload, but this truck weighs almost, 5,400 pounds.
Wow.
So this is a kind of a hefty truck.
Yeah, for its overall size, it weighs as much as entry-level full-size trucks.
Yeah, and that's partially because, right, the bigger transfer case with auto, it's got lockers, mm-hmm. bigger differentials, it's got bigger shocks, it's got skid plates, really nice interior. All that stuff adds weight.
Agreed. All right.
Let's turn around here. By the way, it also has 360-degree cameras. So all the latest camera systems are also in here.
Not all the competitors do that, which is a little irritating.
Well, the Taco, you have to upgrade with some packages to get the 360 cameras.
Correct. I believe you do in the Nissan as well. I don't think Jeep even has anything quite like it, but they have a lot. It's just not the same.
By the way, I did not make this turnaround in the Tacoma, and it's about the same here in the Ranger. So I think they turn about the same.
Oh, as makes far sense. As,
yeah.
And I can pretty much guarantee you're not going to be able to make that turn in the Jeep.
Well, the Jeep has way longer wheelbase, actually.
Way longer wheelbase. It has the turning radius of a very large old World War II battleship. Oh, yeah. She sings and hustles. The suspension setting, this is the off-road setting?
Yeah.
It's great.
It did have that kind of trophy truck lean.
A little bit. It was just like laying off a little bit. And yeah. Just like, yep, I'm going to push a little bit on the corners. Really, really cool feeling.
You know, I was talking to Roman a little bit. He's been driving this as well as Tommy.
Uh-huh.
Roman also is kind of falling in love with this truck.
I'm not surprised.
He fell in love with the Tacoma as well.
Yep.
But I think if you just said, Roman, you must keep one. I think even this is more expensive. I think it'll be this. And I would fight Roman for this truck, personally, if it had a little bit more towing. As it is right now, it doesn't tow my boat.
Exactly. It wouldn't be able to tow your boat, which is over 6,000.
Yeah. So I am also liking this truck quite a bit. I think it is still good value. I know you guys are probably throwing something at your screen or your headphones right now.
But look at it this way. The type of person, I would say, that would own a vehicle like this would want to put a motorcycle in the bed and then maybe pull a small trailer with two more bikes on it.
Or a jet ski or something.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, yeah, that customer, that person, I think this is a really fun option, a really fun truck to have.
Agreed.
And if this is not an off-road review, we will be doing a lot of that as well. Like we said, Moab is coming. And also, we're going to off-road it a lot here in Colorado as well because competition is tightening. The new ZR2 Bison will have actually in a few weeks.
Oh.
For a loan. So the ZR2 Bison Colorado goes up directly against this.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for more. But now, my friend, we have to ratchet up the price again.
Oh, we have to drive the Jeep.
Yes. And show the new interior, show the new... Well, it does have a new grill.
It is a new grill, yeah. That's about the only external difference. Taillight's a little different, too. Really, the main thing to see is the new infotainment setup.
So the Gladiator came out, about 4.5 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then a little bit after its introduction, because the Rubicon was first, of course. They introduced the Mojave.
Yep.
And I remember Jim Morrison talking about this, who was the CEO of Jeep North America.
At the time, yeah.
He called it kind of a desert runner. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it has to do with shocks.
Yeah, the suspension setup really is what it's all about.
So we got Foxes up here, and we have remote reservoir. Look at how far the remote reservoir is mounted and protected by the skid plate. So they took special care about how they were designing this.
Right. Now, bear in mind, it's at a disadvantage because it's a solid axle design. Solid axle design does not lend itself to really good desert running like it would, say, in the Ford Raptor. It's just either one of those Raptors will do a far better job absorbing the bumps off-road. However, what they did to sort of compensate was they have hydraulic bump stops in this as well. So
yeah, you can see it right here.
They have a lot of give. And we've felt them on the trail. We've taken this thing and we've really bashed it off-road, including doing rock climbing, but more importantly, doing a lot of desert running. And it does the job. It's not the most powerful, and it certainly can't hold very much in the bed.
Yeah, the payload we'll show you in a second.
Oh, yeah.
But you mentioned the front solid axle, right? Mm-hmm. But it's kind of a unique quality. There's only other one vehicle that's coming to the U.S. in a few months, which is a new INEOS Grenadier Quartermaster,
right,
which is a pickup truck, which is going to be super expensive. It starts at $87,000 for that INEOS because mm-hmm. it's coming from Europe. It's built in Europe.
Yeah, and you have the chicken tax to worry about.
And there's a chicken tax, and then with options, Case was telling me he was on the configurator at the INEOS website, and he configured a Quartermaster pickup truck at $106,000.
Yeah. That's
so that's a whole different stratosphere.
It really is, but what they have in common is that they have solid axles, although INEOS actually has a different axle setup as well.
Yeah, different manufacturer of axle.
Yeah, and they're Italian,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
And also they're more of a Land Rover design. So they both have their pumpkins aligned on both sides opposite the driver, at least in the United States. Anyway, so this truck does have a very advanced suspension system. I would say
And articulation is good.
Articulation is very good,
yes,
because you have solid axles front and rear, which is something to keep in mind. Once again, no front locker.
But also...
New grill.
Yeah, new grill, but also an easy way to put a winch.
Yep.
I mean, this bumper up here, yep, is designed for that.
That's exactly it. This component here pops out. You can put a winch in here. Not that I would recommend it, because you're already really pushing the maximum weight of this thing in so many ways. Yeah, you can definitely...
It's kind of softly sprung,
it's
which is okay.
Softly. Well, that's the whole point with, yeah, the off-roading and the desert, yeah, running. One final note, you can clearly see here, I believe the Ford has this, but the Toyota doesn't. Front cam,
yep,
really good for off-roading, because the way you see over the hood versus what this does makes all the difference in the world.
But this is where the money is going, my friend.
Ah, yes.
You can remove these doors.
The doors are fully removable.
You can remove the top. Well, let's remove the top. Let's remove the front section.
Two people can remove the hard top in less than an hour. Some people say as little as a half an hour for both the front and the rear. The fronts come up very quickly, as you're about to see.
Oh, and the rear has to, you have to have some tool, right?
Yeah, you have to have a tool which comes with the vehicle. But it actually takes, you know, it unscrews, shall we?
Yeah, so let me do my part and then you do your part, right?
Yep.
So here it is. There's insulation.
Yeah, that's part of the extra money you're paying.
So this black part is an insulation here for sound deadening.
So what would you say these things weigh?
Not a lot, actually.
7 pounds, maybe 10 pounds.
Yeah. By the way, you know, we'll show them the payload numbers,
yeah,
of this. But come to think of it, if you remove the top and the doors, your payload increases.
It does. Every little bit helps. Trust me, you're going to need it.
All right, let's set this aside over,
yeah,
here.
We could put this in the bed of the Jeep, but here you got longer arms. You're taller, so I'll let you. But we didn't want to bang it around as we were driving.
Yes. These are expensive and painted.
So, you are now seeing one of the benefits of buying a Jeep Gladiator. It's the only truck you can buy in the market that is a full convertible.
Yep, and once again, the doors can be removed in a few minutes as well.
Oh, I wanted to point out something. Here, I'm going to put up this visor. What you should be able to see is this line right here. That's actually the antenna is now embedded in the glass. It's a cleaner, more aerodynamic design. I don't know if it actually helps or not, but that's what Jeep says.
I want to, before we keep moving, I want to point something else out. Do you see this gorilla? There's a gorilla symbol in the glass.
Yep, and it's modeled after Roman Micah.
There's a little gorilla. It's gorilla glass, which means it's a little bit more resistant to chipping, right?
One of the biggest issues that people have with buying Jeeps is the fact that it's a very flat plane, and chipping and cracking happen all the time. Supposedly, the gorilla glass, which is basically a film that goes over this windshield, is supposed to be very effective.
And very tough. And payload number on this guy is 856 pounds.
So I think we're now up to about 870 pounds.
800.
Because we removed the top.
But once again, like I was saying, if it is summer months or warm months, you can remove this rear section as well.
Yeah, that's a few bolts. Good 200 pounds, maybe a little under that.
And then the doors. So you can actually gain some of the payload back in this vehicle.
Yeah, or if you had a soft top version of this, and you weren't sporting the hard top, then yeah, you would have more payload. Bottom line, you'd have less weight. But having less than 1,000 pounds payload is inexcusable for any pickup truck on the planet Earth. I'm sorry, but it is. As great as this truck is, and I would definitely own a Gladiator, just so you guys know. I've looked at them. Andre knows I was very close to pulling the trigger on one. But we're going to talk, you want to talk about the interior? Because there has been some real upgrades.
Well, before we get in and we'll talk about the interior, I want to point out rock sliders here on the side and rear quarter here in the back of the bed, also protected by this little rock slider so you can protect the rear end. And this does have a hitch and a towing package as well.
Yeah, but what's its towing capacity?
For an 8-speed auto, by the way, this can be had in the manual.
Yes, it can.
For an 8-speed auto Jeep Gladiator Mojave, because of the softer suspension, 6,000 pounds.
Okay.
So it's a little bit more than the Ranger Raptor.
It is.
Actually.
And we've towed with these before, and I would say that they're adequate. I think it's really good way to put it.
It's a stable platform. Right. It's a really nice stable platform, but climbing mountains, that engine screams at high RPM.
If anything needed that Hurricane twin turbocharged i6, it's this.
Yeah,
and no, there's no news on it yet. I wanted to show you the interior because there's good and bad.
All right, let's jump in.
Well, when you're going to jump in, I want to point. So as I'm about to enter, you may notice there's an extra piece of plastic here that wasn't here before.
Okay.
That is an airbag, my friends.
Ooh.
Yay, airbag. Boo, you can't really, you can't put a handle here. They used to have hanging handles. Straps.
I see.
Right? You can't do that because you get that airbag, and I think the strap would turn into a projectile. So that is an issue. But there are some good things here. For one thing, they upgraded and updated the interior.
Oh, this entire
is a
tech
standard
package.
Screen. And it is, I think, one of the best in the business. This is... Oh! Sorry,
you were here before.
Sorry, my fault. Okay. I don't think we'll get charged for that. you can tell I've been driving. Sorry. Anyway.
Sorry, I was spinning the fan knob.
So I know, and people are like, oh, you would never confuse them. Yes, we would, actually.
Sorry.
But here's the good news about
that. I'm also an ape.
We're all apes at TFL. except for Case.
No.
And Alex is not an ape either.
They're finely tuned athletic machines.
Compared to us, they are. The screen location, first of all, the size is... great, I think. It's the horizontal layout, where it is, you're barely taking your eyes off the road to look at the screen.
It's a horizontal orientation.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I like it way better than the Ford's setup, even though Ford is larger. And you have the knobs, all your knobs that are important, hard knobs
up
here
high.
Are nice and high, right? So you don't have to look too far down to see them. So I like that arrangement quite a bit. And it is sporting Uconnect, the newest version of Uconnect.
Yep.
Fairly easy system to use. We've used Uconnect for years without any major issues.
And I'm going to break some news here. Well, actually, it's not total news because we discussed it last time in our podcast.
You
voted the system the best among midsize trucks.
I did. And my specific reason was the location of the screen, the clarity of the screen, So those are the two things, and also this. And the ease of use, too. There's a lot that you can do with this screen in terms of going into the four-wheel drive modes and what you're able to play with.
Yeah.
Really liked it. Liked it slightly better than the Ford. The Ford was extremely clear, relatively easy to use, had that sketch pad and other little gimmicks. But I'm a pretty simple guy. And to me, this is as far as you should go in terms of tech.
And also what they updated for 2024 is there are a couple of extra microphones around here.
Mm-hmm.
So wireless talking. So when you pair your phone, there should be a little bit more clarity and a little bit more loud.
Yeah.
When you're talking to somebody on the phone, more clear conversation.
You know, it's a funny thing. If I was given, these things started about 40, give or take. And the Jeep is trying to do some discounts and trying to bring people back because sales of these have not been great. And there's some discounts that you can get. There's a lot of auto joints that will sell these things for a lot less if you push hard. But you have to find the right place that has, you know, inventory.
Yeah.
My perspective is between this and the Nissan Frontier, these are my two favorite trucks. This one I would buy pretty much a base model with a manual transmission. I would still get this screen. I would still get a lot of stuff. I might go one step further and get like the heated seats if I stayed here in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And the Nissan is probably the least expensive amongst all of them.
Well, it started around 30 for the Nissan.
Around that.
Two-wheel drive.
Yeah. And if you were to upgrade it and add four-wheel drive and whatnot and make it the equivalent of this Jeep, you can get both of them for the low 40s well-equipped, I think.
All right, I'm going to accelerate. Pardon a little bit of wind noise because I did want to do this with a top-down because you can do it with a top-down.
That's exactly. We wanted to show one of the reasons why this truck is unique. Yeah.
So that was the acceleration of the Pentastar. By the way, shifts are quick.
Yeah.
This is an 8-speed auto ZF transmission. And also, it revs high, but it's not buzzing. You know, there's not like super buzzing. It goes above 6,000 RPM.
It does, but it does get buzzy when you're towing with it under full stress.
Yeah, under full
it's
stress.
It's such an unhappy engine to do that with. I mean, I know that they geared this and built this specifically because this exact same powertrain was in the Ram as well, 1500. And it
and
does
still
the
is.
Job. Yeah, exactly.
Still is, yeah.
It still is, and it still does the job. But it's just terribly underpowered compared to the competition.
Indeed. But also, it's geared okay because you can get... This one has a 410 rear axle ratio.
Yeah, which is I like 410s.
Which is actually a better number for off-roading than the Ford and the Toyota, right? And also the transfer case. Can you zoom in on this transfer case, Cole? I do have two high, four auto. So it's kind of like the Ranger Raptor in that case. And also part-time high and low. Four-wheel drive settings as well.
And I love the fact that it's a proper lever. You're actually physically...
Ka-chunk.
Yeah.
Ka-chunk.
I mean, granted, when we were trying to get it into four low, you really had to muscle it into four low, but I'm completely okay with that. I love the idea of levers and steam rising and just, you know, like, crunch, and it gets into gear, and you can actually feel the positive engagement. Yes, electric systems work just fine, and many of them are pretty reliable, but just the idea that I'm physically feeding it in there makes it feel even more robust to me.
Yep. So this is, well, currently at 68,000, I think if you don't count something like a Rivian, which is kind of a different animal,
it is
slightly larger and
all electric
and luxurious, or even the Ineos, which is more, you know, premium. This is one of the most expensive midsize pickups, even considering a thing like a GMC Canyon 84X AEV, which just comes in at about the same price as this.
With a lot more features, I think.
Well, it does have dual lockers. If you got a Rubicon X, you can get lockers.
For less.
For less money.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's the part. A lot of Jeep's pricing strategy doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And I think that they've lost the narrative, to be honest with you, with a lot of people. Because back in the old days, Jeeps were really inexpensive trucks you'd go and buy and beat the crap out of, and then, you know, 5 years later get a different one or whatever and just be done with them. They were almost disposable in that respect. But they were cheap and they were easy to acquire. Now, the least expensive Jeep you can buy that's an actual Jeep, a Wrangler, right? That's still going to cost you over $30,000 for the absolute base model.
Oh, yeah. Maybe even mid-30s.
Yeah, realistically. Yeah. So it's just everything's going out of control. $68,000 for a Wrangler with a pickup truck bed?
But it has that, I was going to say brand, but it is brand, but also the look. When you look at this truck, the Gladiator or the Wrangler, you just... thoughts of like military wheelies, Jeeps come to mind.
Oh,
you know,
sure. Enough.
Round headlamps.
Adventure. And all that. I'm down with all that. Yes. I'm just not down with $68,000, my friend. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, what do you guys think?
That's a great way to end an argument.
Okay.
That is stopping.
I'm going to stop this argument right now.
It's not even an argument.
No, it's not. Yeah. Anyways, well, guys, thanks for joining us for this TFL Talking Trucks podcast. Really appreciate your support at patreon.com/TFLcar. We'll be doing lots more. We have upcoming in our podcast, we have an interview with Sheldon Brown.
Yeah.
About the hybrid technologies in their trucks. And we have much more coming very soon.
Stay tuned, guys. It's coming at you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.